Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very excited today. Today is a very an important Friday, special Friday episode of the show. Very, very cool. Summer solstice is upon us. Here in South Florida, it is crazy hot today, more so than normal. But we're nice and cool in here because, I don't know, those following my blog, we had the very fun adulting thing yesterday of having attic insulation installed in our attic. Never had that done before, and it's noticeably cooler in here, so that's pretty cool. So with that in mind, it should be a fantastic show. Not only that, we have an amazing guest today, an actor, writer, director, producer of Great Redown, Mr. Sam Ingrafia. Hopefully, Sam, I'm saying your last name correctly. I might have messed that up.
No, actually, that's the correct pronunciation. Most people get it wrong. If you were in Italy, you would say Ingrafia. If you were in Los Angeles, you say Ingrafia. So either way, Ingrafia, as long as the check doesn't bounce, I'm good with either way.
Nice. Welcome to the show, sir. I really appreciate you taking time and whatnot to out of your busy schedule to be on the show. For those who don't know, Sam just got into the business last week. No, I'm joking. He's been in the business quite a while. And on some of the coolest shows and movies and whatnot throughout, shows like The Incredible Hulk, Barney Miller, Pushing Daisies. I mean, it just goes on. Currently, Wall Street you were involved with, Falcon and Snowman.
I was. Amazing
movies.
One of my favorite films, Rat Boy, which is directed by Sandra Locke, which is kind of like a cult classic that shows up for haunts me for my entire career. There's certain credits that you have that people bring up again and again, whether you want them to or not. And every time I do an interview, people go, "Were you really in Rat Boy?" I'm like, "Yeah, it was. 9 people saw it, and you're apparently one of them."
Well, hey, you know, it's a great testament that you got to work. You know what I mean? And you do. You have worked a lot. You know, I know people, they go out to L.A. and, you know, they're going to be, the next Tom Cruise or whatever. And at least in their mind, you know what I mean? About the first 2 months.
Right.
And then reality comes in. But you're still working.
Yeah.
I was just looking on your Facebook and I saw a post about you just did a commercial yesterday, right? A national commercial.
I did, yeah. I shot, I'm losing track of days because it's been kind of a crazy week. I shot a commercial Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, which was, commercials are fun. They pay nicely, and it's relatively easy work as an actor because you get to a certain age. When I first started, I would read a script, and I would go, "Geez, I don't have much dialogue in this," and I would be really upset. And now I read a script where I don't have much dialogue, and I'm like, "Yes, I don't have to memorize very much." And it's great in commercials because it's basically all, the segment that I shot is 15 seconds long, so it's basically a couple of reaction shots. Here's a stretch. I play an Italian barber, and I'm trimming a young man's hair. And he runs out. I don't think I should probably say what the product is, but there's a reason that he runs out of the barbershop with his hair half cut off, and I have to make like a funny face and then chase after him. that was probably the hardest part was that we did probably 25 or 30 takes, and the director said, "And you have to run as fast as you can." I'm like, okay, that was as fast as I can. It's an actor's life. You go in streaks, and I'm in a very good streak right now, so I'm not going to complain. I'm just a little tired today because it's been like a week of auditions and working and interviews and stuff. So it's been good, but
nice. No, I hear you. I totally understand. It's funny because you I'm a painter by trade. I'm not in the movie business. I paint pictures of people. And, you know, people are always like, oh, well, you always seem to be working a lot. And I'm like, well, we've got a nice house and I want to keep it. I'm a big guy. I like to eat.
The mortgage comes every month and you like to eat three times a day. And, it's funny. And also, just from the very beginning when I started as an actor, my approach was always that actors should act. And I know lots of actors in New York and L.A. who feel that they don't want to do commercials or they don't want to do episodic television because it's kind of demeaning to the craft. And I always felt that you could continue to learn no matter what venue you worked in, if it was on stage or television or film or whatever. And what I do is I just try with every project, I try to work on something, you know, and it's basically just for myself. I'll say, okay, you know, I'm going to try and be a little more facially relaxed in this one. I want to see if I can do this and really be comfortable the whole time, or I'll try something, a character trait or something that you can work on. And also you get paid. And if you were a carpenter, you wouldn't just sit around the house and think, gee, I'd like to be a carpenter. You would probably get a job and continue to work and work with other people who helped you get better at it. And that's kind of the way I never really fancied myself as an artiste. I always kind of fancied myself as kind of a journeyman who got better over the years, and kind of that's how I approach acting and writing and anything else, is you work with nice people and you steal from them and you get better.
I love it. I'm the same way, Sam. I'm the same way. People get annoyed with me sometimes because they're like, you never call yourself an artist. I said, only on Twitter, just because it was easy, it was available. I say I'm a painter because that's what I do. I paint, and it sets up for the best joke ever. People always say, well, what do you paint, cars or houses? And I'm like, depends on the check. I can do both.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So
I think you should always take what you do seriously, but never take yourself seriously. I mean, I think you will be much happier in life if you just approach life. Anything in life, if you approach it that way, you're pretty much going to be okay.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Absolutely. You know, when I started doing this, I said I got to keep a good sense of humor. I can't lose an ear over it. You know, I don't want to be that guy. And
yeah, exactly. You and Vincent, you don't want to do that.
No. Well, I'm glad you mentioned doing this various types of work, because people may not realize, you're not just an actor, though. You also are an accomplished writer in both film, television, theater. You produce,
yep.
You direct. You do it all.
Well, again, I think I realized early on, part of it is just my personality. I'm not somebody who's very good at sitting and waiting for somebody for the phone to ring or for somebody to knock on the door and say, how would you like to do this project? You know, luckily I get enough work offered to me that I've managed to, you know, pay the mortgage and have a car and eat and have a wife and a child and all that stuff. But there's long periods of time in any career, whether you're an actor or a writer, where you're going to have downtime. And I just thought from the very beginning, when I have that downtime, I know my own personality. I'll just get depressed or I'll get down on myself or whatever. So I need to find some other creative outlets to do just for my own, you know, mental health. And also maybe I could make some money doing it. And so I started writing almost as a fluke. There's this will segue into the internet series that I'm doing now. Is called The Amazing Return of Sal and Junior, and it's on YouTube. And how that came about was 30 years ago when I was starting off as an actor, I met another actor and we were going to audition for a theater company. And we basically had to find some material to audition with. So we found a scene from a play and both of us were method trained. And we basically said, you know, we'll start improvising on the material to kind of find the characters and make them real for us. And after about a week, we had improvised so much material that we started to like the material we had written better than the stuff that was in the original scene. So we created these two characters, Sal and Junior. We started doing them in comedy clubs. And we ended up getting a development deal at Universal. Pilots were written and, you know, pilots were shot, network deals were made. And after 3 years, nothing happened. They didn't sell, they whatever. And that was kind of the end at that period for Sal and Junior. But that's how I became a writer. I got into the Writers Guild, and began writing, and for a fairly long period of time, actually made more money as in the late 90s and early 2000s. I actually wasn't acting very much because I was making more money as a television writer and as a film writer. And then probably about a year ago, Gary Stein, who was the actor that we co-created Sal and Junior, called me and said, would you be interested in doing Sal and Junior again? I was like, sure, well, I guess. And so we talked about it for a couple of months. We wrote some new material and we were going to try going around to the whole thing of pitching and doing it and trying to set it up at a cable company, whatever. And then I said to Gary, you know, let's just try doing it on the internet, just as kind of like a trial run. We'll do like some short episodes and play around with characters and help us kind of restructure it. And so that's what we did. We did 8 episodes, which we shot. We got a really good crew, a really good editor, and we shot 8 short episodes, and it's now up on YouTube. So that's kind of – and again, it's kind of cool for me because I don't have a lot of experience with YouTube series, right. So it's been kind of an interesting learning experience.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Well, you know, it's fantastic, and I'll tell you, the internet is becoming a very big leveler in my world, in the art world, absolutely. Before YouTube, or the internet, I should say, became as mainstream and popular, you'd have to deal with galleries, which, don't get me wrong, I don't want to offend anybody, any gallery owners or anybody, but it's I used to own one myself. What that is, what people in the business or outside the business don't realize is, yeah, you can sell a painting there, but you're giving away a big chunk of the pie. And
yeah,
the internet,
right?
You can sell directly. Cut out the middleman.
Well,
you know, one of those.
Well, that and it wasn't so much cutting. I mean, again, I agree with you on that percentage of it, the money that you have to give away. But for us, it was more time. Because when we wrote together 30 years ago, we actually, after Sal and Junior, we ended up writing together for probably 5 or 6 years at various studios and television companies. And we both remember just how long it takes to go from the initial idea to having it actually be shot. You know, there's meetings and there's development and there's rewrites. And I said to Gary, quite honestly, at this point in my life, I don't know if I'm ready or willing to go to production offices and here's the pitch and here's the idea.
Right.
You'll give us notes and we'll come back and rewrite it. And then you'll say, give us more notes. And before you know it, years have gone by and you're still kind of at the same place. So I just said, let's just do it. You know, we'll raise a little bit of money. We'll get some producers that we've worked with before to get behind it, which we did, and we'll just shoot it. And I know enough crew people in L.A. Gary now lives in New Jersey, and so he flew out to L.A. and we shot in L.A. And it was great. It was really, really nice. Fun. It was great working together again. And we had total control of it. That was what was really, really nice, which you don't usually have control of the project. If you write it as soon as you sell the script, that's the end of your control. If you're an actor, you have a certain amount of, you know, control, but not really that much at the very end because somebody's going to edit it so they can make all the choices if you're in or you're out. So this was really, really nice that he and I basically had control from beginning to end.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. It's just so indicative of the world we live in now. And it's, you know, I mean, and the game has changed. There's so many people I know. My gal is a little younger than me. So basically all of her friends, you know, they have no problem watching movies and shows and stuff on a phone. I don't know if I could really do that, but, you know, I like a big screen, you know?
Yeah, I do too, but it's a different world now. You know,
completely.
Streaming is now the new religion. Everybody streams everything. My son, who's 28, I don't think he ever watches a television. He watches stuff on his iPad or he watches it on his phone,
right.
Or he watches it on his computer and he watches it when he wants to, you know, see the show. So it's totally changed the business, both good and bad. I mean, there's a lot more work that's now being generated, which is always a good thing. You know, my joke is always it's good news, bad news. The good news is anybody can make a movie. The bad news is anybody can make a movie. So it's just basically there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of product out there now. So it basically there's a lot of traffic. So sometimes it's hard to cut through the traffic and the noise and be seen, which is interesting.
I think it's fantastic. We have a link. And of course, on our show page, we have a link to the Barry series on HBO, which you are in season 2 of. Very, very cool.
I'll
also be putting a link up when the show ends here to your Salin Jr. Link to that.
Great.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Very cool.
So that'll be added.
Yeah,
when we finish.
It's really interesting, you know, kind of like I was saying that the actor's life where you're doing. Of an episode of Barry, which is kind of like the major leagues, you know,
right.
And then you're doing your own show on the internet where you're literally everything. You're the, you know, as I said, you have total control, but the problem is you have nobody to complain to. You can't like go, well, I'm just the actor. Somebody needs to bring me a new jacket because this one doesn't fit right. It's like, well,
right.
You know, Gary will say, well, okay, go get a jacket if it doesn't fit right. You know, so it was great. It's always great, like when you get a network or a cable gig where basically all you have to literally, you know, I mean, I show up at Paramount first, which is the coolest studio in the world. It's like one of the old iconic studios. It's pretty, you got to be pretty jaded to not be excited when you're shooting on the lot at Paramount. And, you know, you go to a wardrobe fitting and they have suits laid out for you and shirts and ties and shoes and jewelry to wear. And you show up on the set and they have great food and, you know, they have a chair waiting for you with your name. It's like, you know, it's like, this is okay. I could get used to this again. This is nice. I like it. You know, and it was the coolest thing about the show was when I went in to audition for it, Sharon Bialy, who's a really cool casting director, at the end of, they give you like 3 pages or whatever to audition with. And she said, don't stop at the end of it, improvise, because they like the people on the show who can improvise. So I did. I have a background in comedic improvisation, so it was kind of fun. And I get the job and I show up on the set, and the first day I'm working with Anthony Carrigan, who plays NoHo Hank, and Alec Berg, who is the co-creator of the show, is about 5 feet off camera and he's like watching, and we do take one, and then he walks over and he whispers something to Anthony and roll camera, take two. Well, Anthony now says different lines. So it was pretty interesting. So I had to like oh, okay, so that's what we're doing. All right. So it was like, you're not going to say the same line that you said last time. And so that was kind of the MO, was every take, Alec would give him new lines. And so I had to really listen and pay attention and improvise. Yeah, and it was great fun. It was great. And Anthony's just this great young guy. He's a phenomenal actor. And if there's actors listening, they'll understand this, that when you show up on the set and you're the guest star, but you're not a regular on the show, there's always an interesting dynamic about, you know, you're kind of the odd man out, and are people going to welcome you, or are you going to have to introduce yourself, or how is this going to play? Well, you know, he came up to me and said, hi, I'm Anthony. We're going to be working together today, and I'm just really looking forward to it. And, you know, it was really, really nice and unusual, but really, really nice. You feel really, really comfortable. Yeah, it's a great show from the top down. You know, my opinion is that it comes down from the head, and Bill Hader and Alec Berg just kind of set the tone, and everybody's friendly, everybody's nice, everybody's polite. The director was great. She was like a real throwback to the old school directors who really actually come and direct you and give you each, you know, specific directions with every take. It was really nice.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Sprint gives you the best of both worlds. A network built for unlimited and a great price. Our LTE Advanced network is now up to 2 times faster than before. And our total LTE coverage has increased by 30%. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 and make the switch to Sprint today.
Faster compared to 4G LTE. LTE Advanced requires a capable device. 4G LTE data coverage with roaming coverage and offer not available everywhere.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Yeah.
Now, I know in Barry, name of your character is Thomas Friedman. And
right.
You did a movie a while back in 2015, Laurie Sheedy's F Blank U, where you played a Dr.
Yeah.
Friedman.
From
you, your idea for the name, or is it just something that carries over?
It, Well, and Thomas Friedman is a real person. The character I played in Barry is a real person. He's a writer with the New York Times, and he's also writes books, and he's a regular kind of on CNN and MSNBC. He's a pundit who basically talks about politics, and that's kind of the setup in the Barry episode. That's a talk show, and I'm Thomas Friedman. And I'm kind of pontificating about what the world is going to be like in the next couple of years between the U.S. and China and Asia and other world powers, how they're all going to have to make sacrifices and change things because it's not going to be the same world where there's only two superpowers. So that's kind of the setup. And so it's only the second time in my career where I've ever played a real person. In The Falcon and the Snowman, I played the Kenny Khan, who was Sean Penn's lawyer, and that was based on a true story. And Thomas Friedman is a real character. So it was kind of nice. It was kind of different, and I watched a lot of his stuff online. And I didn't try to do an impersonation of him, but I wanted to kind of get his energy and his kind of confidence that he has when he's on camera, because he's a smart guy who knows he's a smart guy. And so that's kind of right. What I wanted to start with, was just somebody who was really kind of confident about what he was saying. And that makes the scenes even funnier when, no, Hank says I'm a moron. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, I like the series a lot. It's one of the ones that I definitely watch. Me and my gal Danny love it on HBO. And, an interesting thing too, you were talking about, doing your Salon Jr. I don't know, but I'm assuming you probably shot the Barry stuff. I mean, it wasn't last week. There's a process.
No.
It takes a bit of time.
So cable show
probably
done
a lot
unusual.
Since then.
Yeah, I have. As I said, you go in streaks, and the last 6 or 7 months have been like incredible, to the point where sometimes you kind of go, geez, when is this going to stop? Is the other shoe going to drop and the phone is going to stop ringing? It's gotten to the point now where there's like, I was shooting the commercial this week and my agent called, can you get out of work early? Cause I got an audition for you for a feature. And as it turned out, the short answer was no, they weren't going to let me leave the commercial to go to the audition. But as it turned out, luckily we got finished shooting the first day. So I was able to book out there and go to the audition for the film. So that was nice. Yeah, I've done a couple of features and a couple of other TV shows and the commercial and the Salon Jr. thing. And there's a couple other things that I'm waiting to hear on. But yeah, there's been like probably 7 or 8 projects that I've done in the last few months. So it's been nice. And also I'm working on a couple of scripts that are in development right now. I'm rewriting a couple of feature scripts that have been optioned. So I can't talk to you anymore because I got a lot of stuff to do, but I've been busy, and it's always nice to be busy doing projects that are nice, and Barry's on then.
That's fantastic, man. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're a busy fellow, so I will let you go. But I really appreciate you taking time to be on this show and whatnot.
Oh man.
And as I said, Salon Jr. link up in addition to the other projects and whatnot, Barry and what have you. And
keep doing it.
Yeah. Ride that wave.
I'm not going anywhere. So I'm going to keep doing it. My philosophy of life is that I've outlived everybody who thought I sucked, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing well now. So
I love it. I'm going to try to do the same thing. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages of getting older is people die who hated you. So it works out well. No, but it's been great. It's been great talking with you. Congratulations on the show, and keep painting. I looked online.
Oh,
I saw your stuff. Really cool. Very, very nice stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you soon. Very, very cool.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you go, folks. Very, very cool. Mr. Sam Ingrafia, fantastic actor and really nice guy. Really appreciate him taking time to be on the show and whatnot. That's going to wrap it up for today's show. And then we will be back on Monday Monday, we have, what do we have? Oh, we have a very, very cool guest on. She's been on the show before, actually. She was a member of a band called Honey and Jude, probably about a year and a half ago. And in now she's doing, she has a solo album out, or a solo single out, and getting some stuff together and whatnot. And her name is Louise, and she will be on Monday. That'll be 4 p.m. Eastern here on the East Coast. And, of course, that means 1 p.m. out on the West Coast. So tune in for that. I really, she's got kind of an R&B pop sound, and it's really, really good. So I think you guys will dig that. Again, we will have the link up for the YouTube series that Sam's, you know, has created and whatnot, Sound Junior. We will have that up on the show page here directly as soon as we finish up. We can't update it during the show. Wait till we finish, but not a problem. We're going to do that. And, of course, we've got the link to the Barry Show, HBO.com/Barry. And that's a cool series. You know, if you're looking for, as we always are, me and Danny, new shows to binge watch and whatnot, and you know, watch, and you just can't stand watching another episode of a Tiny House show. No, I'm kidding, kind of. But I suggest checking Barry out. Very, very cool. Anyhow, that's going to wrap it up for us today. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including, well, all the social media platforms, and including all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 160 of them right now. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call that iTunes, but there's so many podcasts now. They changed the name. They rebranded. It was a whole thing. They had a meeting and everything, and now it's Apple Podcasts. So if you're listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, do me a favor. Hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost any money. Just takes a second. And I got to tell you, man, it really, really helps out when I'm talking to our advertisers if we're at the top of the page. And, you know, it's fantastic. The view is always better from above, let me just say. And it keeps the lights on around here. So that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Okie doke. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. And, you know, if you are in an area where it's wicked hot, remember to take breaks, keep cool, and, you know, hydrate a lot. Super important in this real hot weather to do that. Also, if you have elder neighbors and whatnot, you know, it just takes a second to give a knock on the door, check on them, make sure everybody's okay, because you feel real bad if you didn't, you know, and there was a problem. Don't be in that situation. Be smart. So that's a good thing. Always a good thing. Be as smart as you can. Okay, folks, we will see you next time. We will see you Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.